Ann Arbor Township has decided to request a federal cleanup of that dioxane plume that's been spreading through groundwater for many years. And the city of Ann Arbor is considering following suit. Their hope is to get the EPA to power this cleanup by granting Superfund status to the dioxane plume, which the Michigan DEQ figures has already contaminated 3 square miles of groundwater and still spreading. We wanted to get a better understanding of just what the Superfund is and what it could mean towards getting that dioxane plume cleaned up. Dr. David Carpenter is with us. He's the director of the Institute for Health and the Environment for the University at Albany in New York. Welcome, David.
Thank you so much.
You know, we hear that word Superfund, have heard it for years, but I think unless you find yourself dealing with a hazardous waste site that needs cleaning up near you, you don't pay a lot of attention to just what it is and how it works. Is it fair to say Superfund is a modern-day answer to an ancient problem of cleaning up waste?
Well, that's fair to say. Unfortunately, not every site that needs to be cleaned up has Superfund status, and that's one of the issues here. The Superfund program was part of the fallout from Love Canal. So that in the mid-80s, the federal government set up a listing of those contaminated sites that in their perception posed a significant risk to human health. And so we have a listing of Superfund sites around the country, all of which are in very great need of being cleaned up. Now, that program also established several other important features. The major one is that whomever was responsible for causing the contamination would pay the bill. Hooker Chemical had to pay for cleanup of Love Canal. Sometimes you can't identify the responsible parties, and so there was also a fund created that allowed for cleanup with these funds of sites for which a responsible party could not be identified.
What does it take to get that classification as a Superfund cleanup site? What has to happen?
Well, there's an investigation by EPA. They first have to conclude that there is a threat to human health from whatever the contaminant is. They would explore the extent of the plume in this case. They would ask the question, how many people are drawing their drinking water from wells in contrast to a municipal water supply? Is there really a threat to human health? Now, there are other options other than Superfund designation, but the advantage of a Superfund designation is if there really is a threat to human health, then federal dollars and federal muscle can be brought to bear to demand the cleanup, either paid for by the people that have been responsible for the contamination, or in the case of when that person cannot or that facility couldn't be identified, then from this fund that is collected from industry specifically for that purpose.
How long typically would this process of investigation take before that designation might be handed down?
I can really only relate my experience with one site, where it was done in about a year.
Okay.
I'm sure that in other cases it takes longer, probably in some cases less time than that. But it's not an immediate thing because EPA does come in and investigate the extent of the contamination and particularly whether the contamination poses a threat to human health.
So it sounds like what I'm hearing from you, David, is that if that designation is handed down, Superfund designation happens, for Ann Arbor Township and the city of Ann Arbor, that means calling in the big guns in the sense of the EPA.
That's exactly right, and that's the benefit of the Superfund designation. Now, there are a variety of other things that can be done, both locally, statewide, and federally, but the federal Superfund program is the premier, the best ordered program to get a cleanup done and get it done promptly.
Yeah, in fact, I've kind of wondered what your view is. Is Superfund really an effective tool?
Well, there are a lot of Superfund sites that still have not been cleaned up, which is to say that the magnitude of the problem can be enormous. And there sometimes is no easy solution for getting a rapid cleanup. But the Superfund program, in my judgment, does more than any other program does. And the issue really is the threat to human health. Now, dioxane is not the most toxic chemical known to man, but it certainly is not something you want to have in your drinking water.
Right.
So EPA would come in and they would review the literature on how toxic dioxane was, and they would evaluate how many people are exposed to dioxane in the drinking water, and they would make their determination on that basis. But I think the great benefit of the Superfund review is to answer the question of how dangerous this is to human health. There is a knee-jerk reaction everywhere by local and state authorities saying we don't want to have the bad name of being a Superfund site. Hmm. Well, it is a bad name in the sense that it says that there's a real danger to being around here. But if there's a real danger, you don't want to hide that under the rug, and you want to have the danger cleaned up. So I'm a very strong advocate of the Superfund program. It isn't perfect. It doesn't result in cleanup quickly in many cases because the technology for removing chemicals from soil, from drinking water, from groundwater, and so forth, from air, it's not a simple thing. But it's the best strategy we have.
A look at Superfund from David Carpenter, who's director of the Institute for Health and the Environment for the University at Albany in New York. Thank you for explaining this. This was like Superfund 101, and it was really helpful, David. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.